Narrative frameworks. 40. Angles of the One. We all take angles of the one we are. We all choose, or it is chosen, that we live a particular expression of possibility, and this is what we call us, as individuals in body minds in the world. So we often frame ourselves as a particular being, but this being is not lost to itself. This being is a particular expression of oneness, a particular angle on the totality of being, a particular angle on the totality of possibility. So when we feel isolated, detached, and removed from life, perhaps we can, instead of looking for a fix outside, from outside of ourselves, we can realize that actually it's more a case of connecting deeper within ourselves to see that we are not just a spark of the fire, we are the fire itself. This is our true nature. And this does not mean becoming deluded about ourselves. This means, yeah, recognizing that you have limitations within the world as a body-mind entity, as all life forms do. And as well as those limitations, we have strengths, as all life forms do. But more than our relative limitations and strengths, we are life itself. All of us, all living things, are born of life, and we are this life. It's only a mind that fragments and cuts off that says otherwise, that encapsulates us as individual forms and life onto itself. We did not give birth to ourselves. Life gave birth to us. Life operates through us. This is not about us as individual names and forms. This story is about the consciousness that runs through these individual names and forms. And this consciousness is the oneness, the essence, the source, pure love, pure energy, God. And we are all angles of the One. And this talk of angels, perhaps we are all angels of the One. Some of us aligned with God and some of us fallen. We are fragments of divine source light. Some of us have forgotten that, and some of us remember that. And the forgetting and the remembering is the duality of existence, and we need both. This is a journey of forgetting in order to remember again. And as we forget that we are consciousness, we take a particular angle of existence. You know, you look at people, we all have our different ways of living. This is life living in all its different ways through us. The whole spectrum, all the different colours, you know, all the different physical possibilities, all the different mental possibilities, all the different emotional possibilities, all the different spiritual possibilities. It's all contained within the one whole of being. This journey exists within the one whole of being, and it is the one whole of being journeying. We just get lost in the delineations of that oneness, rather than seeing that we are all thoughts of the mind of God. We are all songs of the one singer. You know, we're not as solid and limited and isolated as we think. And we need to remember this. Again, it comes back to who we are. Do we think we're just this compartmentalized off bit of life? In which case, there's suffering, pain, illness, dis-ease. Or do we realize that we are the whole of life appearing as a part, in which case we can play our part lightly, strongly, truly, knowing that it is not hopeless, it is not meaningless, but we are a unique expression and a valuable part of the play. We are all angles of oneness that is happening here, now, today. Nowhere, nothing else but this. So perhaps our minds can remember this truth. And I think they remember, we remember. By focusing on finding out what is really true, what is really real. And as we do that, we see that all the solid edges are perhaps not as solid as we once thought. Yeah, they are solid for a time. We have definitions, boundaries, definitions, delineations for a time and in a space, and these are necessary. But then there's a point when they're not so necessary. And at that point, we begin to examine them, and we begin to dissolve them, and we begin to come closer to that truth that we are. And that's not to say we lose our individuality, far from it. Perhaps we embrace it even more, but we are embracing it knowing that it is not our primary self. When we embrace our individuality thinking it's our primary self, then, you know, we've cut ourselves off from the life that sustains us. But when we realize that our individual reality is sustained by the wholeness of life, which is our truer life, then everything is connected, everything is meaningful, and even the dull days are seen in context. So it's all about remembering ultimate context, remembering the one of which we are all angles of departure, angles of experience, facets of the jewel, spokes of the wheel to and from the hub, and the whole world, the whole surface of the world, the whole turning surface of the world is the motion of oneness that, once we remember the oneness at core, is not cut off from itself. So, individual souls return to the great spirit of which they are born, which they are made. We are all spirit, energy, soul energy, life energy. And when we believe we are only physical manifestation energy, we've forgotten the spirit life force that is our truth. So whatever route we take, we are on the journey. We cannot not be on the journey. You might feel like you're not on the journey. You might feel like you are on the journey. Regardless of what you feel, the journey of life is happening. There is nothing else. Are you just an angle of being? Are you just a limited perspective on existence? Or are you an angle of being, a limited perspective of existence, born of the unlimited? And do you know that you are intimately connected with this unlimited? Or do you not know? Are you conscious of your life, or are you unconscious of your life? Forgetting is ignorance, remembering is coming back to knowledge, coming back to truth. And like I say, it all exists in cycles. There can be no remembering if there are no forgetting. We could not know what knowing is if we did not experience not knowing prior to knowing. This is the journey, the movement through time and space, through the angles of existence. But let's just remember, we are not just the dualistic. We are not just the emanation, the form. We are the non-dual, the formless, that which emanates, turning core of centre.